Now, don't get me wrong, scientific skepticism is healthy. But there's a world of difference between scientific skepticism that seeks out more evidence and ideological stubbornness that shuts it out. Given the general attitude of many elected officials toward science, it's no wonder the federal government has abdicated its responsibility to invest in scientific research, much of which occurs at our universities. Today, federal spending on research and development as a percentage of GNP is lower than it has been in more than 50 years, which is allowing the rest of the world to catch up and even surpass the U.S. in scientific research. The federal government is flunking science just as many state governments are. But we must not become a country that turns its back on science or on each other. Now I get back to the class of 2014. You graduates must help lead the way. On every issue, we must follow the evidence where it leads and listen to people where they are. If we do that, there is no problem we cannot solve, no gridlock we cannot break, no compromise we cannot broker. The more we exchange or embrace a free exchange of ideas, and the more we accept that political diversity, the healthier we are, the stronger our society will be. Now, I know this has not been a traditional commencement speech, and in fact, it may keep me from passing a dissertation defense in the humanities department. But there is no easy time to say hard things. Graduates, throughout your lives, do not be afraid of saying what you believe is right, no matter how unpopular it may be, especially when it comes to defending the rights of others. Stand up for the rights of others. And in some ways, it's even more important than standing up for your own rights. Because when people seek to repress freedom for some, and you may remain silent, you are complicit in that repression, and you may well become its victim. Do not be complicit. Do not follow the crowd. Speak up and fight back. You will take your lumps, I can assure you of that. You will lose some friends and make some enemies. I can assure you of that, too. But the arc of history will be on your side, and our nation will be stronger for it. Now, all of you graduates have earned today's celebration. You have a lot to be proud of, a lot to be grateful for. So tonight, as you leave this great university behind, have one last scorpion bowl at the Kong. On second thought, don't. And tomorrow, get back to work making our country and our world freer forever, freer for everyone. God bless and good luck.